Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Bow wow! You know, dogs definitely are part of our family, you know, at home, on road trips. Raise a paw, a hand, if you dream of going on a doggy vacay, but don't know how to set you and your dog up for success. No problem. Ready to unleash some great tips right now is one of the top professional dog trainers around. Please give big woofs to Chrissy Joy. Welcome, Chrissy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be on this station with you. I'm so excited to talk about this topic because I feel like we all really do tend to scramble when we are about to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all on super speed. I mean, we're going to dive into this first. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Chrissy Joy, her last name should be mine, Moore. Because she sure does a lot in the world for dogs and for you, and you're going to find out. So, everybody, you know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Go to kittypooclub.com, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. All right, our special guest today is Chrissy Joy. You certainly do wear a lot of collars, very successfully, Chrissy. Can I just name a few and just get you to blush? You ready?
Go right ahead.
You're one half of the very popular Dog Moms on Dog TV. Shout out to Dog TV. Hi, Becky. And it's podcast. You have a new show we're going to talk about, Farm Girl. That's also premiering on Dog TV. Oh, yeah. You're a national stunt dog champ, international trick dog champ, and probably a possum mom to your daughter. And I guess you call them the Joy Crew. Who are the members of the Joy Crew?
So, yeah, I developed the Joy Crew a couple years back. I have four dogs now. Beasley was the one that started it all. He's my rescue. And now I have four. So I have Beasley, Whidbey, Darby, and Fuji. And Fuji is my youngest addition. He's 7 months old and he's my spunkiest. But yeah, that all together collectively, we are the Joy Crew. So the Joy Crew is more than just my dogs. It's more about you can also be a part of the Joy Crew. It's about spreading positivity, believing in yourself, following your dreams, and honestly, just spreading more kindness into the world.
I love it. And you do have to give a shout out to your daughter. Come on. She's listening.
My daughter, Elowen, is amazing. And I can't wait to see her. I haven't seen her in like 2 weeks. So I can't wait to go see her after we're done performing here.
So where is here? I'd love to hear you because you travel all over the country doing some trick dog performances and more.
Yeah, so we just wrapped a couple films and then I jetted off to Ohio right now where I am at the Ohio State Fair. And here I'm performing with the Marvelous Mutts and we're doing everything from tricks, frisbee, agility, dock diving, you name it. We have our dogs doing it. And it's a busy world out here. Living on a carnival ground is a unique experience, but it's a lot of fun.
Has this been your dream? Did you think you would join the circus?
That's how I feel at the moment. To be honest, I really love spreading how much I love training my dogs. And if I can inspire a couple of people to go home and try something new with their own dog or pet in general, like that to me fulfills me and it fuels me to the next show. So although it is a lot of work, what I can do by reaching and impacting lives is what really keeps me coming back.
So who was the young Chrissy Joy? Because I know you've had an affinity for animals, but where did you grow up and when did the light bulb click on? I think I have this connection with dogs and I can help people get that connection.
That's a great question. So to be honest, I grew up in New Jersey right on the shore, but I had always been animal crazy. However, I actually had a lot of anxiety as a child and I had such bad anxiety that leaving the house was like a big deal for me. And so I found a lot of peace and solace in my beagle, Angie, and I would do tricks with her and make little agility jumps around the front yard and just really fell in love and felt really safe in the presence of an animal. And that actually turned into finding safety and presence in horseback riding. And I fell in love with horses for many, many years. And actually, I went to college to get my equine studies degree in horses and training. And really, the connection with animals is what got me out of my comfort zone as a child. And it also helped reduce my anxiety. It was the one time in my life I was able to just be in the moment without all that noise. And, you know, although my life took many turns as far as jobs after college and things like that, it was just meant to be that I came back to the world of working with animals.
So what would be a surprising job no one in the dog world would know that Chrissy Joy actually did?
Man, well, I was a SAG actress for a while, so I did a lot of TV shows. So I was on Gossip Girl, Ugly Betty, Damages, The Good Wife, and so many, and 30 Rock, and so many more. People nice. Don't realize that. They think I just was a dog lover that got thrown in front of the camera. But I actually have had a huge passion since I was a very little girl about TV and film and how all that worked. I would purposefully rent videos. It's like, you know, like aging yourself, saying you use a VCR, but I would just watch the bloopers.
I know before VCR.
Right. Yes. So I would purposefully get those videos just to watch the bloopers because I felt like for that moment, I could see what happened behind the scenes.
Okay.
And it blew me away. And I was obsessed with production in general. And that's where my passion really was. Well, why can't I have both worlds of just loving production, but also maybe working my animals on set. And then in the biggest way, maybe impacting people and inspiring people.
I love that. And I appreciate that. I had not known that you had a lot of acting parts. That's cool. Everyone, we're speaking with Chrissy Joy. And as you can tell, she's got a lot to share with us. And she is very inspirational. I want you to check her out after the show. Go to, is it the Joy Crew? Is that the site? And also dogtv.com. She's one of the dog moms on some of the episodes. She's at the Ohio State Fair, and I guess you're under the big top right now, right? Talking to us?
Yeah, you know, we have a pavilion here that we're really lucky. So we actually get to stay out of the sun, which is a big deal for the dogs. And also, yeah, follow the Joy Crew on all social media platforms. You can reach out, message me. And also my website is chrissyjoy.com. Here at the carnival, it is a very interesting experience, but it's really, really awesome that we get to stay out of the heat because as you know, even if you travel with your dogs or anything like that, we have to be so careful of the temperatures.
So trick training, there's a trick to it. And it is probably more training the human more so than the dog. Any quick tips on how to get your mindset right? And what's a favorite trick you like to do with Beasley or any of your Joy Crew canines?
That's a great question. I love that because I think that's the first thing that I wish people were more aware of, which was, you know, okay, so how do I enter the room for a dog training session? We're always expecting our dogs to do and our dogs to be, but you are such a big part of that. And first thing I say is like, when you walk in that door, you've got to leave all that baggage outside. You've got to leave, you know, the fact that you haven't paid your bills yet and you got to do that later today, or you need to go grocery shopping or your car just got a dent, like leave all that baggage at the door, come in with a fresh mind. And to be honest, I don't place extremely high expectations, because if you do, and you like, I show tricks and performances, and I show the first step to the last step in a matter of 30 seconds because it's a live show. However,
right.
I tell people, like, this took me 2 months to get. This sometimes took me a year to get, you know, and I need them to understand that this is supposed to be, training sessions are supposed to be broken into teeny little chapters and not like cramming for a test, right? We all cram for a test before, but if you were to ask me like a week later, pull out some questions out of my brain, I would be like, I have no idea. Like, I just crammed, did the test. That information's gone. But if I worked on it in little chapters and really worked to retain that knowledge, then looking down the road, I absolutely could probably pull some facts out of that because I took my time to understand it. And that's how I feel with these, with what I do with my training sessions when we trick train.
So it's the mental game, but I also like you say you have a motto, take chances, make opportunities. Tell us about that.
That's right. So I actually said this back in 2010 when I was a spokesperson for the World Equestrian Games. This was a time where I was still working horses primarily, but I realized that you're very lucky if things fall in your lap. Big opportunity, big things fall in your lap and you get to take the reins and run. But a lot of the times you have to work for those opportunities. You have to take a chance and go out of your comfort zone and work for that opportunity that leads into the next step that follows you closer to your dream and your goal. And the reason why I say this is because I think a lot of people have expectations that things are supposed to come their way. You know, I've done the thing, I've done this, I've done that. It's supposed to happen, right? Guess what? You're going to get so many doors closed on you before one opens. And I just really feel to this day that, you know, I think the saying goes like, you know, if you don't take the chance, it could never happen. So you have to really put yourself out there and take yourself out of the comfort zone. I mean, I was told to my face, oh, you'll never be able to work animals on set. It's a dying thing. It's going to be CGI, you know, like, and I was just like, no, I really want to do this. This is something I really want to pursue. And met many years of many closed doors until a door started to open. So if there's anything I can offer you as far as like, even from my own mental health track of having anxiety and depression to working animals, to having a dream of working them on set and TV, I met many, many closed doors before one opened. And I just hope that that gives somebody inspiration to keep thriving and pushing forward for their own dreams.
What I like is that you're talented, but you also want to spread the joy. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist, Chrissy. I couldn't resist. What is one of the most fun tricks that maybe you and Beasley or Whidbey or Darby or Fuji like to do? Can you tell one of your favorite ones?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a couple. And one of my favorites is, so Beasley is really good with detail. And there's different types of tricks out there, right? So Beasley loves detail. He plays Jenga. He can play Connect Four. He plays matching. So you turn your cards down and he can help you match cards. He's so good with detail. I love that.
Can he help me with my taxes?
That is the ongoing joke. So my family calls him Dr. Beasley. They're like, oh, Dr. Beasley, are you ready for surgery? Because he's just such a smart dog. But I will say that then you have, you know, my more energetic dogs like Whidbey and Darby, who are border collies. And with them, I really love the frisbee moves. I love vaulting off my back. I really enjoy those types of energetic high drive moves, which I find really fun. And then Fuji, who's the youngest of the crew, he is a great blend of both. He's a super thinker. He's also very athletic. So for him, my favorite trick right now is watching those gears turn and those little light bulbs go off. And he's learning just a basic how to hold something, because on TV and film, they have to hold things a lot. And so with him, I'm really enjoying taking his energetic little vibrating body and helping him focus on a task. And to me, that's really, really awesome. And I cross train all my dogs. You don't go, well, my dog's a thinker, so there's no way he could do this. Or my dog's super energetic, there's no way he could do a thinking game. And that's not necessarily true. Now, you will have physical limitations with a slower, older dog. So I don't say try to make your old dog fall off your back. These things may not be possible. However, I have a ring toss game. So it's a little rings that go on a post for children. And I have cross-trained all my dogs to do that game because I think it's like almost like a meditative state for them to calm their life down, take these rings and work on putting it on this post. And I love how they all do it differently, but they all get it done. And it's such a, I think it's such a healthy way to get them to focus on one task and complete it. And I just love seeing that.
We're talking with Chrissy Joy. After the show, everybody, please go to chrissyjoy.com. Go visit on social media at The Joy Crew. You're a dog mom on dog TV. Tell us about that.
So my friend Amber and I dreamt this idea up years ago, and we hadn't even known dog TV at the time. But we said, you know, someday we would make such a great partnership on a show where we could just talk about the inner workings of being a dog mom or pet parent. And dog TV also had this idea. And when I met Becky and Ron, I was like, please make this happen. And so blessed we were able to do it, which is now a podcast as well. But what I love about it is that, you know, when you look up dog anything, you run into a lot of training. And there's value there. Don't get me wrong. However, you don't get a lot of access to people who are dealing with dog mom guilt or are dealing with having a newborn in their house or comparing themselves to others and they're not doing enough, or they think their old dog just can't do the new trick anymore. Well, what can you do? And we're here to talk about like the real life behind it. You know, like it's a dirty job sometimes. Let's talk about it. Why is traveling kind of a pain in the butt when you have animals, but you don't want to say that, right? We don't want to say that. In the pet world, we're meant to say, well, we'll find a way to bring them. Or everything's great. But the reality is that it kind of sucks when you have to travel and you feel badly for leaving them and you don't know if you're leaving them in good hands. I mean, let's chat about the hardships of that, but also let's talk about stories. You know, that heart dog that, you know, changed your life forever. How? Let's talk about it.
I like this.
And that's kind of the inner workings of the dog moms.
And it's Amber. How do you pronounce her last name?
Sure. It's Amber Akar. Yeah. And she's one of my best friends. She's fantastic. She has cats as well. So she does a little bit of dog and cat training.
And we can go to dogtv.com after the show. We're going to take a quick break. And as promised, our great guest, Chrissy Joy, is going to unleash some tips on how to make that road trip, doggy vacay, not making you want to pull your hair out. So everybody sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? Kitty Poo Club has solved the stink. And now the worst part of cat ownership is hassle-free. No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. And the best thing is you don't have to buy some oversized contraption that will break down. Kitty Poo Club litter boxes are manufactured to make your life easier. You have one cat? Easy peasy. A small mountain lion? No problem. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Believe me, there are good reasons why we sold over 3 million boxes. Go to kittypooclub.com, read the amazing reviews, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com. Use code MEOW30 at checkout and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walton. I hope you're going to tune in and listen to Obie Hayes on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore because she's a delight.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're talking to Chrissy Joy. She is a fountain of great information. I have two dogs. For those that may be seeing this on my YouTube, Kona, Emma, are kind of tuning in on my couch in my backyard office. And Kona has been to 14 states already because she teaches pet first aid with me, with my cat. And she's a therapy dog. And Emma says yes to any road trip. But all right, dog mom guilt time, Chrissy. I friggin' pack more for my pets than I do myself on a road trip. Help me with this. Help those that are packing, because dog bed, you know, you name it.
It's so true. I think that's one of the hardest things that we run into is the what ifs when we're on travel with our pet. And what's realistic and what's kind of superfluous and what's too much to bring along. You know, when I talk about packing, I always do a little, like if I'm going to do food, I'm always going to bring extra of that. But I'm also going to, bring obviously some of their comfort items. So okay. If they have a familiar blanket or a familiar bed, I love to bring that as well. You know, obviously some toys that they, and I exclusively save some toys so that they're new on the trip. That way, if we're in an environment where your dog, so if your dog feels a little left out or feels a little, like you have to put them in a new place, give them something that's kind of going to kick in their toy drive and their play drive so that they're not like, where am I? What am I doing? Where are we? Bring out something really fun and exciting. So they start to associate these feelings of being in this new place with something very, very fun. And so if I get a bark box, I may take one of those boxes and save it for when I travel, because inside are brand new toys that I know my dogs are going to be thrilled to see. And I kind of make it like a party wherever we end up going so that they have something fun to play with. And that goes the same for like having something that can settle your dog down for a while, you know, bringing a Kong, bringing something that you can stuff some peanut butter in, canned pumpkin. I try to steer from trying new foods with them on the road.
Nobody wants doggy diarrhea on a road trip, right?
Not at all. Right. And with that being said, you do need to be careful of where you stop, because although those truck stops may have the dog park and things like that, you do have to be careful, because introducing your dog to these new areas where lots of other dogs may have used the bathroom could introduce new bacteria for your dog just through going through the grass. So I make a habit of wiping their feet every time we get out of a truck stop or out of a gas station where they've used the bathroom. Because I have run into, when we did America's Got Talent, we made it across country halfway, and then all of our dogs got a bug. And I'm pretty sure it's because we stopped at some place where they used the bathroom. And, you know, we had to get metronidazole, the whole deal from the vet. It was a mess.
So we don't sit on the toilet seats at a truck stop. And you're saying wipe their paws after you take stop. That's a really good tip. I like that. Yeah, because no one wants germs. Also, I've learned to check in between their paw pads after, especially going out west, because there's always burrs and foxtails, things like that, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Arizona was like, paws off. Every time I walked them out there, Arizona's beautiful. I would go there every Thanksgiving, but on the side of the road, it was like these tiny little burrs. And I was like, holy cow. Like, I just didn't realize. And every time they walked out there, they'd be like, and So we also bring booties with us in case. So we have little boots that are designed in case we need to do something like that. And that also goes in case they cut their paw pad. You want to have a first aid kit with you. Yes. And so we have, you know, everything from your vet wrap to gauze, to pain medication, Benadryl in case they get an allergic reaction. But I really love, so you can buy pre-made first aid kits or go to your vet and talk to them and say, hey, can I come in for an office visit and you help me design a first aid kit for my dog? Because let's be honest, not all of our dogs are the same. So one of my dogs can't take a pain med that all the other dogs can take. That's something I need to be prepared for.
Well, you're talking to someone who is a master certified pet first aid instructor who teaches people all over the world. So I really appreciate that you're emphasizing the need to have a customized first aid kit, not only for you, but for your dog. And if I can throw a tip on the Benadryl, everyone, read the label. It should have one ingredient and one ingredient only, and that is diphenhydramine. We call it the big D, because if you get children's Benadryl, or you get a pain reduction and it has acetaminophen or xylitol, that's going to do a lot of damage to a dog. So I think you know that, right, Chrissy?
Yes, I do know that. And also, like, have your vet double check everything. It's a really easy thing for them to do. You can bring it in on your right before you go on your trip. Maybe you need a health certificate. Make sure you just let them do a once over, because they might say, oh, this shouldn't really be utilized, or this isn't safe. Like, you know, sometimes I just bring simple saline, but you have to be so careful with things like eye drops, because, you know, you never know. Your dog gets something in their eye, irritates it. You're in the middle of nowhere, but you really do need to be careful, because if there's other things in there, it could create some issues.
You want to take your dog on a road trip or to a great dog welcoming hotel, but really, you got to make sure your dog wants to be a road warrior with you. Can you talk about that? Because we might want that, but maybe your dog wants to be a stay-at-home dog.
That's actually something I'm dealing with right now. It's a great question. My eldest dog, Beasley, used to be the one that always went on all the trips. I mean, he's my heart dog. So of course I want him to come with me. And he's actually, you know, we went over to Missouri. He's the national stunt dog champion. He's just such a cool dog. He international trick dog champion. So lots of travels, things like that. However, as he got older, I noticed he was less enthusiastic about traveling. And when he got places, he sometimes would have like different stressors that would showcase. And so it was telling me enough that I was like, I just don't think he's going to want to do this forever.
So know thy dog and make sure your dog wants to go on a road trip. And I know what you're saying. My dog's 8 years old. Kona loves going all the time, but maybe things would change when she becomes a senior. And it's paying attention to the cues your dog is giving you, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I think it's about at that time, separating your emotion from what your dog needs. And, you know, I think that my dog would sacrifice a lot of his happiness to be with me, but is that what I want? And that's not what I want. And he has, I call it like grandpa's camp because he literally goes to my dad's house, but he has a great time. You know, as my dog got older, I really didn't want him to not like traveling. So what I did is that I started to decide like my emotions has to be separate from what he's wanting and not wanting. So by separating my emotion from it, I was able to let him opt in or opt out. And I loved that. Like I would give him the option if he wanted to partake or not partake. So if he didn't want to go on a walk, I didn't force him. I let him decide. And by giving him kind of the reins there, it actually helped in the future because he actually started to opt in more again. Once I kind of shifted and let him have the decision of whether he wanted to go or not go. But on my bigger travels where I know we're going to have a lot of change, I just do what's better for him. And I set him up a little bit better by letting him go somewhere where he's going to be able to relax, not be thrown around a little bit, hotels. And our relationship has gotten better instead of more stressed. If he wasn't having a good time, honestly, my travel was also changed because I was so worried about him.
No, good point. I travel with Kona and I had to go to Omaha to teach 80 people in pet first aid, not in one class, but over several days. And we ended up getting a VRBO over a hotel that had a fenced backyard. And it seemed to make a big difference for Kona because it's a long trip, 10 hours from Dallas. And Kona just seemed to like the home setting. So I'm assuming that's not a bad idea too, if there's a pet friendly Airbnb or VRBO.
Yeah. And also there's a great app called Sniff Spot, and you can actually... Yeah, you can look up people's private homes that they're making available to rent. So for a small fee, you can go and use someone's private backyard or a park, or someone has maybe a farm and they have like a little designated area. And that way you also know it's not as heavily trafficked as some of your like traffic stops. And I love doing that. I still use my own water sources. I don't let them just drink from the streams or whatever's available. My own water sources, I wipe their paws and I try to keep my eye out for other like droppings for other animals or dogs. But it's really special because some of these places are acres and you can really let your dog just have a great time in a fenced in area.
Sniff Spot, right?
Yeah, Sniff Spot. It's fun to use.
Last thing, we want to do a little promo. What is Farm Girl going to be doing, the show on Dog TV, before we say goodbye?
So Farm Girl is going to be so much fun. Have you ever watched Mike Rowe's Dirty Jobs?
Yes. Yes. I love that show.
And I love Mike Rowe. That was such a great show. So it's similar and a little, I would say, probably not as dirty because he did some pretty dirty jobs.
Yeah,
but it's all about Purina Farms. And that is one of the places where when you think of Purina, you just think dog food, but we don't realize how many other things happen at Purina Farms. And so I actually get to host the show on Dog TV, and it's a blend of, yes, the dog side, but also all the other things that Purina does. And it's really kind of neat. There's like, they have a whole farm section, live shows and performances. The Incredible Dog Challenge was there at that time,
oh,
which
I
is
love
a
that.
Really
yeah.
big event.
Are you going to hang out with pigs and chickens and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. And I won't give too much away, but some of the experiences were very surprising.
When will this air? And it will air on Dog TV. Is that correct?
Yeah, it will air on Dog TV. And from my understanding, it's going to be this fall.
Okay. This last parting tip you want to give all of us two-leggers about bringing the best out in our four-leggers.
I think that my best tip that I can give you is that, first of all, I want you to know that you're doing enough and that we are really hard on ourselves. And if you do feel that you're not doing enough, then try something new. Just try something new, whether it's trying to teach a trick or join a local group and do some scent work or meet some friends and go on a trail and just give your dog some different new experiences, because you'd be surprised what doors may open for you from just bettering their life. You'll notice that your life also gets better, and you might meet people and do new things and open some doors you would have never expected. And that's exactly what happened when I rescued Beasley, at just the intention of having a dog to hike with.
I love it. I love it. I have thoroughly enjoyed having you on our show. We're talking with Chrissy Joy. Please go to chrissyjoy.com and on social media, also at The Joy Crew. Check her out on Dog TV. Chrissy, thank you so much for being a guest. Good luck. It's a circus out there at the fair in Ohio. I know you're going to do great. I also want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the longest running, biggest pet radio network on the planet. And humbly, the O Behave Show, we are, gosh, I'm dating myself, Chrissy. We have been on the air since 07, making us the longest running pet podcast on the planet.
It's amazing.
Even Oprah likes us. All right. Until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. O Behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's O Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.